You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. I'm CJ Williams. We are at the Charlotte Business Owners Networking Event. It's pretty loud in here, a lot of people. You can check us out wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. And this episode or this interview is brought to you by Podcast Titans. We do podcast production, publishing, planning, everything you need, podcast, and they're mobile. Visit PodcastTitans.com. I'm joined by, I don't even know your name. You just walked over to my table.
Because it's not about who you know, it's about who knows you. Okay. My name is Veronica, but I go by V. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, Veronica.
Absolutely.
I feel like you're trying to seduce me with these eyes. Just look like, what are you doing here?
So I'm a nurse practitioner by trade, and I own a pain manager practice. I'm the only black female-owned pain manager practice here in Charlotte.
Okay.
Been doing this thing for 20 years plus. I'm 51, so I've got a little bit of, you know, skin in the game.
Okay.
But I decided to come to the networking event tonight to check it out, and it is absolutely amazing.
Is it? What do you find amazing about this event?
The diversity. Typically, as an African-American woman in business, I go to networking events, and a lot of times because I'm in healthcare, I am one of one or two. This is very diverse. The people are very nice. Great conversation. The energy is amazing in the room.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to any other?
This is my first time.
This is your first one?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I'll be back though.
What do you hope to get from this? What kind of connections?
I like networking, right? When it's mutually beneficial. So I believe in reciprocity. I don't believe in just handing out cards and hoping that something sticks. So I'm very intentional. I like the fact that Lou said that when he was talking earlier. So I'm looking for intentional connections.
So what am I going to get from you for this?
An amazing smile. Great energy. I'm a Libra. I absolutely love being balanced. But one of the things that I'm really passionate about, though, is women in business. And there are a lot of women in this room, and I'm hoping that all of them, if they're not actually business owners already, that they are trying to become business owners. So this is amazing. It's really, really good. So I'm hoping that my good energy rubs off on you so that the people coming behind me, you'll add some value to their life today.
Okay. Hopefully. I will say you have a nice voice. I do love your voice.
Thank you very much. I do this. This isn't the first podcast I've ever done.
All right, we gotta find an off ramp here. So tell me about your business. What's it called?
Flow, F L O, no W.
Okay.
Hydration and wellness.
Flow, hydration
and wellness.
And wellness.
Absolutely.
So it's pain management.
It is pain management. So we have three tiers of wellness. One is physical wellness, pain management, of course. We do medically supervised weight loss, and then we have aesthetic wellness, Botox fillers, all the things that make you feel pretty. And then we also have mental health wellness, where I do ketamine. And so those are for people who have anxiety or depression, and they've been on medication for a sustained amount of time, but they're not getting the same result. And so we help them get off of those types of medications. That's my full-time job, even though I'm semi-retired.
Semi-retired?
Yes. I'm 51, remember?
Right.
Yes.
So how long has the business been... business?
I have been in business for 22 years.
So you have a brick and mortar location here?
Yes, we're off of Mallard Creek.
Mallard Creek.
Mm-hmm.
How many people on your staff?
I am the only provider now, actually. I've had as many as 10 providers, nurse practitioners, and physicians working for me. I wanted to downsize. I myself had some health issues about a year and a half ago. And so what I learned as an entrepreneur, you can't do it all and you have to take care of yourself first. So because I'm in the business of wellness, I had to do that. So I pulled back. It's not all about making all the money. I don't have to make it all. But I do like a certain type of lifestyle. So it's able to afford me that. And I love to travel. So I'm between here and Thailand.
Yeah. It ain't about making all the money, but you need most of it.
I do okay.
You need most of it,
right? I do okay.
I
do okay.
So when did you make your first million?
I started my first business actually as a RN.
No, your first million.
Yeah. I started my first business as an RN.
Okay.
Okay, in 2002. I made my first million.
I'm
about to let you know, because this ain't my first rodeo. But I made my first million within my first year of being open and had no clue what I was doing.
So what do you know now? What's different?
I know that you need systems and you have to network. And I understand that it's relationship. And I also understand you have to have all the things, right? The attorney, at the time I had a partner, but you need, like, you know, your operations agreement, your partnership agreement. You have to make sure your structure's okay. You need to be, anything that's forward facing for brand, it's got to be on point. I don't want you to look well. I want you to be well physically and in your business.
Okay. So what do you, is there anything you struggle with right now in your business?
The thing I'm struggling with right now in my business, I wouldn't say, I don't like the word struggle. I think that we all have challenges. And right now, the challenge is I'm integrating AI into all things that I do. And right now, because I'm an entrepreneur, I have all these ideas and I'm pontificating all the things because all of it makes sense. But I know that I have to streamline. I need to slow down a little bit. So the challenge right now is prioritizing my time. And also making sure that I'm about to get married. So also making sure that, thank you, that I have time for the other part of my life, because business can't be all the things.
That is true. So how's the marketing going for you?
Marketing's great.
How do people find you?
That's a great question. So I am across all social media platforms. You can find me at VTheMP, VEETHEM like Nancy, P like Paul. So it's VTheMP, or they can go to my website, of course. But most of the time, because I have funnels and systems and, you know, our lead generation works and we got the ebooks and the webinars and all the things, and I'm a lot of different places. I do a lot of speaking engagements. So it's pretty easy for people to find me.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else? What?
Listen, this is the best interview he's had all evening. Don't say anything. That's rhetorical.
Okay,
great. So, no, I just want to encourage people, right? If you're interested in entrepreneurship, understand that anybody can start a business, right? You have to end up educating yourself and actually learn how to work the business, right? The operations, make sure it's profitable. Every good idea, it doesn't mean it's a good business model. A lot of times we fool ourselves into thinking that, and make sure you're right around the right people. So it's not just about being in the room, it's about being in the right room. So right conversations and understanding the 5 M's. You know what the 5 M's are, right?
I'm going to help you with that.
So understanding money, the capital, where is it going to come from, how do you get it, and did you give your money an assignment? Because your money needs to be making you money. That's the first M. Second one is mindset. You got to get your head in the game, right? The third one is messaging. Who are you talking to? What you telling to people? Fourth one, marketing. And then momentum. You got to do something. Okay. You're welcome.
We're going to clip that. That's going to be...
I told him I do this. I don't know why he don't believe me.
That's
but you want to roll your eyes at me because I said something about my hair.
No, but I like your hair, by the way. So again, tell people how they can find you.
So I'm Veronica Sutherland, a.k.a. VTheMP. You can find me across all social media platforms at VTheMP. You can go to www.VTheMP.com. If you're looking for wellness services, you can visit my website for the clinic. It's www.flo-well.com. And we're located at 1914 JNP's Place here in Charlotte. Anytime.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Give me a high five.
Oh, high five.
All right. I love that.
Hey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was fun.